Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on the blood-soaked rose.
So you're going to spend some time alchemical shopping?
One component of ether, two of soul, and one of fulgur.
93 crowns for all your...
So I think she'll plonk that on the table.
I'll gladly take that in trade, yes. Do you mind telling me what it's for?
Fighting vampires.
Vampires in the city?
It won't be after you give me that oil.
This is not the kind of vampire that you may have been told as a young elf.
I have my red sash taking out of my pocket and wrapping around
my
leg.
You are in a rather fortunate situation for us where you have been trusted with that.
I absolutely carry petty coin because you've just had your purse cut.
Careful, you might stab yourself. And throws her away.
She dashes off and is gone. High above the alleyway, a large red rose, dripping blood. I'm going to move through the space as if I'm part of the group.
I hear a name whispered. Vali.
Vali.
Vali. It's an elf name.
The name that's whispered, is it whispered in terms of reverence or like as you might a leader or like an organizer?
Like an organizer, like a leader, like a figurehead. Like
yeah,
someone
okay.
who's gonna like, now there's enough of us.
Now that, and Vali's plans or Vali's what Vali's plans, been yeah. talking about for the last 2 weeks or 1 week or a
yeah.
couple of days can finally start shifting.
It's gonna start, yes.
Okay, so cool. Cool, well then I will press the name Vali a tiny bit to interrogate a bit about, not anything in particular, not about the plan, but about them as a person. What's their background? Who's vouching for them?
I should also note, just from Aurelius's perspective,
yeah,
he has picked a spot mm-hmm. well away
mm-hmm.
that he can...
You can observe all of this.
Yeah, he's got it. Like, he needs to protect you. So he's watching from a distance. He's got his, like, hood up. He's trying to be, like, unseen. And, like, basically not just yourself, more so the people that are around and close to you.
Great.
So you see Briok pause at the head of the alley and adjust himself. Put his cloth on more prominently and kind of adjust his way of holding himself to seem like he belongs a little bit more. And it's quite effective. He goes from your friend, the affable merchant, to refugee. And then he starts to move through the alleyway. And you can advance as he moves down the alleyway and find a place to observe him.
He'll almost just kind of like lean, like literally lean against a wall. Just find yep. a spot of not someone that's watching, someone that is comfortable in his space.
And above you, to the right, is that blood-soaked rose. What's your education like?
It's good. That is 14.
Again, you recognize that it's a corruption of what once was the Order of the Flaming Rose.
Yes.
The Order of the Flaming Rose used to be here in Vizima, but they've been driven out. With 14, you can't quite recall what the circumstances of them being driven out was.
No, it's like it's something that obviously clicks in his memory and he goes...
Yes, but you might have to look it up somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to, but when he's not in this area where he's having to think about 20 different things,
yes.
he can actually take time to actually ruminate on that effectively.
But you see Briok insert himself amongst his fellow countrymen here, essentially. And he seems
Like, he's not in danger at all.
No, it's shocking.
He's transformed. He's in his element. And his ability to ingratiate himself with non-humans, with humans, sorry, is this very deferential thing. But it's not the only mode he knows. And you can see his mode here is one of camaraderie. And he is at first listening, and over the course of, you know, the hour or so that you watch him, he gets closer to groups and even manages to converse with some. And Briok
is taking, as he can, somewhat of a leadership role in groups as well. Briok will start speaking in Elder Speech.
Good. Okay.
Speaking in native tongue.
Go on, Chris.
Go on, then. Yeah.
I wish. I truly wish.
He's going native.
Yeah. If I could, I absolutely would flex that muscle. I'm not good. Briok will begin speaking in Elder Tongue, Elder Speech, and in an attempt at ingratiating himself even further, a kind of quality of I'm a little more than meets the eye, and we all know that. A hearkening back of to like older times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of different reverences and stuff like that.
So you
older conventions.
Yeah. So you begin to hear about Vali.
Yeah.
A headstrong elf with ties to the Skoytel.
Mm.
He's a veteran of the Vizima uprising, survived it. Up until recently, was living in the ghetto of old Vizima.
Right, before being before it was abandoned.
Before it was abandoned and everyone poured into the city, right?
Yeah.
And he's been, you know, starting something quietly. But soon, things will start to take a bit more concrete action.
Cool. I'll start leveraging the idea that I'd like to meet him,
well,
Vali.
Well. Okay, well, people... What you do manage is you find people who seem to be a bit closer to what might be happening. They're not sure. On the peripheries of just being handed a red cloth.
Yeah.
They're closer to him.
Yeah.
Those kind of people, they don't just want words.
They want action.
They want action. So yeah. If you want to meet Vali, you make sure you come...
Come prepared.
Come two nights hence. You join in with our actions. You're brave and you're effective. Then, yeah. Maybe you'll get to meet Vali.
Cool. The last thing I'll suss out before I leave this space. Two things I'd like to do. One, I want to pull on the thread of Vali's elvish heritage.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of background, like that sort of like nobility and serfdom, an internal kind of like house system,
mm-hmm.
is largely abandoned depending on where you are in the continent. Some have it though in their history.
Yeah.
Is there anything about that in terms of how they refer to Vali?
He has a little nobility to him, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's muddied now. People don't really know what exactly that means. Is he a prince, a minor noble?
Yeah.
He just, you know, there's whispers that he is, you know, some people even say he must be.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, look at him.
The older heads would know and do the nod of like, yeah, it definitely carries himself.
He carries himself.
Certain words are pronounced that way, so therefore.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Okay. It's money, but people, there's that aura about him.
Yeah.
And if you make one more streetwise for me.
Yeah, sure thing.
This one's a difficult one.
It's not great, I gotta say. Is including that plus two?
Yes.
That's 18.
Not enough for the last piece of
info
information
escapes
that could have gotten.
You tease,
there is a little
Phil.
Bit more to it. There's a little
that's
bit more
cool.
there.
That's very cool. That's all good. I'm going to use the last roll for me in this scene is to investigate the fight scene or the murder scene. See if there's blood still on the cobblestones or the dirt. See ambush points or that sort of thing. They said they rounded the corner. So I'm investigating there.
Yes. So you find a... it's about 30 meters or so from the entrance to the alleyway. You can find the scene of Ruben's grisly demise. There's some blood splashed about, and if you move some of the snow, you'll find some of the red coppery stain on the on the cobbles there. You need a very keen eye to surmise more than that, though. So if you want to make an awareness roll or just make note of it for when your witch arrives with more monster knowledge.
Look, I'll attempt with a 13. It's not going
to
do much.
I would be keen to, from a distance, he would like, once he gets to that area, start to investigate from afar.
So are you communicating at all, looking at one another?
No.
You do see Briok crouch down in the snow. And he appears to have found the site of the attack.
Yeah.
From back here, it's very, you're not really aware of much. It's hard to see. Some of it is obscured by the snow itself.
Yeah, literally.
So you need to be closer to even kind of have a good look at it. But you can note in your mind pretty easily, Briok has found where it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He would wait until Briok went away.
Yeah, Briok is going to look around. If a 13 doesn't reveal anything in particular,
The blood.
It's blood there.
Yeah, this is where it happened.
That's the fight scene. Yeah. Or that's the scene of the murder.
Yeah.
And, or the killing, rather. And Briok will leave the alley.
Yeah.
Passing Sir, the mage.
Yeah.
Yes. Passing and, Aurelius. Yeah.
Passing Aurelius and moving past without saying anything.
Yeah. Aurelius he feels a lot safer. He feels as in safer for Briok.
Mm-hmm.
Like watching him in his element there. Shockingly so, he could have gone here by himself and he would have been 100% fine.
Yeah.
Is the idea. And like Aurelius is the one that is like potentially.
You're in more danger here than he is. Yeah.
So he wakes up legitimately a few minutes. So it's not a literally tag one in, one out to raise suspicion. Mm-hmm. Waits a few minutes, kind of looks around a few other places and eventually walks towards the spot in question.
Okay.
And goes to have a closer inspection.
You're about 10 meters into the alleyway.
Yes.
When three. One's a woman, a female elf, and two male elves. They just kind of step out from their shelters, you know, from leaning where they are, whittling or whatever they're doing, and they just stand up. They stand up and they put themselves in the street in front of you, and they just stand there and they look directly at you. They don't say anything. They just stand there. And make themselves known to you.
Are they in the way of where I'm heading towards?
Yes, absolutely. They are. Yeah.
And is what's behind them a dead end, or is it a
continues around? And you can get to the in and out the alleyway at either end. So you can walk past them and out back into the city. Yeah. So it's not like a dead end street. It's like a horseshoe almost. Yeah.
Well, it's called what? Serpent.
Serpent. Yeah. It winds through and out the other end. Yeah.
And it's full of snakes.
Yeah. He'll not threateningly and not with a beeline. Like he'll walk forward to meet them, like eyeing them as he goes and just kind of like trying to get a
hands
gauge
go
on
onto dagger hilts.
And he'll
as they get closer.
He'll literally like have his hands out of his robe to show his free hands.
We strongly suggest that you turn around.
Is there an issue?
Yes.
And what would that be?
This is our place. You're not welcome here.
I understand that. I simply just need something answered for me.
We're not here to answer questions. This is our place, and we're keeping our people safe. Please leave. We don't want to have to put arrows in you from those windows. I don't want to have to put this dagger in your throat. But we will.
He turns to look up where the person was pointed. Sure enough, he'll see.
There's two bows pointed at you from windows, yep.
And he looks at the other side.
That's the outer wall of the city, so that's safe.
That's safe, great.
That's where the Bloodsoaked Rose is. They do see you look at it, and they nod.
And he looks back at them, smiles quite widely. I apologize for inconveniencing you. If it's all the same to you, I will be on my way.
And what do you do then?
He turns on his heels and walks back.
They let you leave. They're not bloodthirsty. Yeah. They just want you out of here.
No, it's good. He got what he wanted, which was a sense of how the others will begin reacting to outsiders now. At this point, we've only seen that they have stood idly by while this creature has done all the brunt work. But now he's getting a sense of, no, they're getting bolder, they're getting more encouraged, and they will show force. And that is useful information in itself.
That is a good deduction of the situation, yeah. That things are growing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So you leave the alleyway.
Yeah. And he'll start to slowly make his way back out of there entirely.
So, do you meet Eve back at your lodgings?
I presume so.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's where you'd plan to meet up.
I feel we would have made arrangements to meet at some point in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, you've done your alchemy, your shopping, you have your oil ready.
That's right.
And you've done your reconnaissance.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in away from the cold, inside the warehouse, behind the canvas you've erected, you can have your conference.
Right, well, I've got some oil for my blade. It's not much. I'll have to apply it before we fight, but it'll cut down that vampire something quick.
We may have a second issue that has arisen. The people within that place in question have become more bold over the past few days, and it might so be the case that, sure, we may go in there, and we may fight this Katakan, but that may not be the only adversary we have.
What, are you talking about the elves?
They were ready to throw down with myself, right there in the middle of the street, and they were going to come clean on that.
Because you're a Duan, and they don't like you. I don't see what the issue is. Isn't that the way things normally are?
usually that's the Scoia'tael who are particularly violent to non-elves and other groups. Most of us tend to keep in mind our own business. We try not to start fights.
Right.
The fact of the matter is, I was not even going to be enabled to look inside the street in question. Briok, on the other hand, had quite a busy time.
Did you manage to get in there?
I did, yeah. I mean, Pat's the red arm band that's now been taken off because he's in the trade district.
Yes, so you don't want to be seen with that. Yeah.
Pulls that up and says, well, so they seem to be rallying around an elven male named Vali. And, he's a revolutionary from the old Vizima and the previous uprising. And... seems to be rallying again. I think we both saw there's a big flower, a big rose, a bleeding rose, a bloody rose on the wall, which does seem to be kind of like the rallying object that people are getting behind. And it does seem like it's a bit of a time for a revolution is the intention.
Did you get any sort of indication on when that might be?
No, not really. They did tell me to meet back in 2 days, and so I can. My feeling is that they are, as Tess described, the creature had red on it.
That's right.
So I suspect they're probably interlinked, but I'm not quite sure.
That's my question, because a revolution, that's hardly monsters. That's just trouble between, you know, people living around. But how is this Katakan linked in?
Well, the problem is we're not going to know that unless we go meet it personally, but that is also going to invite the wrath of those within. Right. I don't think it's just going to be a matter of finding the monster and killing the monster.
It never is, unfortunately.
Witcher, if it never is, what do you think is the best course of action? Or, sir, do you have a suggestion?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I don't rightly know.
We don't get paid without getting rid of it.
We need to cut down this Katakan. I don't care about an uprising. Like I said, this is like a fox in a chicken house. Hen house. Sorry. It's like a fox in a hen house. This thing's going to keep feeding on people until it's Well, it won't ever be satisfied.
Well, I think it'll feed on humans.
That's right. But it'll keep feeding until it needs to feed on something else. Either way, I need to cut this thing down quick. That'll get us in favour with the Duke. And hopefully that will get us closer to Razim.
Well,
we could always persuade a human in question to go back and try and exact revenge. I don't know about you, but he's basically thinking, where do you think those two courageous officers would be currently?
Well, they said they had to up the patrol down Serpent Street. They might be back. I don't know if it'll strike twice in the same place, but are you saying if we use them as bait?
I wouldn't particularly miss Yawn or whatever the hell the other one was called.
Victor.
Perhaps we find a way to ply them with drinks, get them a little bit loose, a little bit bold, a little bit brave, and send them in, lamb for the slaughter.
Are we not quite sure that the elves would just fill them with arrows?
What, the guards?
Yeah.
Well, the last time they were there, they allowed the creature to do the work for them.
It's night time. They might stick to themselves, letting the guards do their patrols.
Well, if they're drunk and easy target, I noticed that I don't have my coin pouch on me anymore since going down to those streets, so they seem to be willing to pick on anyone, even in the day. Desperate people, desperate times, and if the guards are drunk, the armor would sell for enough.
Right, so we get some lambs, leave them out as bait, and hope that the catacomb comes back.
And we don't get them drunk, because that would be too easy a bait.
Fair enough.
Is that your thinking? Because otherwise they'd just get picked off by anyone.
Well, I just needed... I think your suggestion, Sean, is that hopefully it will slow down the vampire.
Yes, that's exactly the point. Yes. Yeah, I want to get them drunk and they'll be bolder and they'll just barrage their way and maybe get the attention of the vampire in question.
They might fight back when the catacomb approaches, which means that there will be a bit of a scuffle.
I'm just saying I don't think they'll reach it to the catacomb.
Hmm.
They won't even reach it to Serpent Street. They'll get ambushed by a bunch of elves who'll just pick their armor.
In which case, the elves will be distracted too.
Someone can make a deduction for me?
Sure. 16 for me.
17.
16.
Okay, so you're all pretty much on the same page. So you can maybe surmise amongst yourselves. Chris, you're kind of in the right area. I think that as they grow bold, they might be more willing to take direct action. But the direct action they're willing to take against individuals in civilian garb and how they might act against soldiers wearing the Duke's colours for Temeria might be different.
Mm. Sure.
So they might not cut someone down in the street if they're an official guard.
This is why they thought that it was interesting that they left the guards and allowed the external force to come in and...
This is something you hinted at, yeah. Yes. The reason I let you roll deduction for that is you had already hinted at that you felt that at night they were letting the catacomb kind of...
Do the work. Yeah.
Which is kind of... It's a possibility that might be the case.
I'm just thinking if they were drunk, that's a pretty easy excuse for them to get away with it, right?
Well, that's true too, yeah.
They might just come across of them being aggressive though.
Yeah.
Which may give them even a wider berth.
Mm. I can't tell you exactly what to do with that information. I can't tell you exactly which of those things is true.
Yeah.
It's a pretty volatile situation. There,
yeah, too
as
many,
you can
too
tell.
Many moving
There's
parts.
A lot of variables.
We're
yeah.
relying on two people getting drunk and sending them down into an area there where there are domestic terrorists.
Yes, and there are also more official patrols that will be going out as well tonight.
Doesn't matter to me whether they're drunk or not. The idea is for me to get in before it's sucked too much of their blood. Them alone should act as bait for the catacomb. Them or whoever has to do their patrols down the alleyway.
I mean, I'm a charming person. I can ply some drinks into someone's all I'm saying. So it'll also be a fun scene for Sean to do.
Right, well, if you want to spend your coin wasting it down the gullets of two guards, then be my guest. But I just need those guards to go in, act as bait, and we'll be prepped and ready. Rather, I should say.
And when would you like to do that?
Well, it likes to feed at night.
It's better to do it sooner than the... Because we know something's going down in 2 days' time.
Plus,
better
we need
to
get our
later.
Payment.
Well, Sean, the sun is beginning to go down and you're feeling a very familiar itch at the moment. A certain welling inside of you.
Yeah.
That you will need to take action to quell tonight.
Yes.
Otherwise, you know what happens.
Exactly. And you go, look, the sooner we do it, the better we get this eradicated, the more we get more coin, then we get our audience, the person in question.
I agree.
So I say, we break, we prepare, we meet back here in an hour, and then we sort out our plan, and we get it done.
Okay. Prepare your spells.
You realize that's happening tonight, right?
Yes, that's what he's saying. Okay. We break for an hour, we prepare, we get everything, meet back here, and then we go out.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
The thing that's happening to you is happening tonight.
Yes, no, he's well
okay,
aware.
Good. Okay.
Yes,
yes. just in case.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
This is why we're spending an hour apart.
Okay. Sure.
I have no idea what's happening.
Okay, good.
Nor do I.
Good, you're not meant to. You're not meant to. It's
TV,
okay.
I'm in danger.
Our mage is also a vampire.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Oh, wait.
So,
no one's paying me for him. Fuck.
Do you want to keep it a secret?
We can explain what we do in the last in an hour. Like, we can do individually and just say what we do with the hour that we've got to ourselves.
Yeah, but do you want these two to leave so you can keep a secret?
Keep it a secret, but give it to the audience.
Let's do that.
That's what I want to do. Yeah, so, yeah, cool. Do you two want to get out of here,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sure. Get out.
All right.
We're leaving the studio.
Sean loves having character secrets.
Oh, that's so
great.
Fun.
Great. Bye.
Love you. So yeah, he.
If you don't do anything, let's be explicit, shall we, Sean?
Yes. So a couple of about 10 years ago, he has hinted at this before that he did have a confrontation with Razine,
yes,
the unregistered mage that he is tracking at this point. He did not realize the power that this mage holds, and in the ensuing battle.
Well, this is the thing, right?
Yeah.
So Razine has a tendency to gather people to her,
mm-hmm,
and use them as fodder, as tools, as pawns. And in this particular instance, when you had tracked her down, she had gathered followers around her, and you, Aurelius, in his single-minded rage, slaughtered them.
Yes.
Yes.
Which puts him in a... Is anything that gets him to his purpose, irrespective of who you are or what you're doing.
And this is something you hadn't anticipated, is that Razine, using her power, twisted that rage, that violence, that single bloody-minded focus on vengeance, and turned it inward against you and unleashed a beast inside you. Aurelius is a lycanthrope, cursed not by the full moon, but by his hunger, his more base instincts for violence, for vengeance, for inflicting terror on others. And every so often, especially when potential violence is on the horizon or he gets closer to Razine, it grows. The potential for him to transform grows overnight. And you have some sort of...
Yeah, he's been cursed by choice for the better part of 10, 15 years.
Yeah.
By the choices that led for him to be cursed, mm-hmm, and by the choice he has to make quite often on whether to quell this or whether to gamble.
Mm.
And he does have a Dimaterium collar.
Yes.
Which he is able to hide underneath his gambeson,
mm-hmm,
which he usually wears. And so he finds him when we break and the Witcher goes off to prepare her alchemicals and potentially Brioc goes to gather dinner, he'll find himself alone within their little quartered off section. And he goes over and pulls out of his robe the collar,
mm-hmm,
and he stares at it and he knows he has to make a very important choice.
Because while you wear the collar, you cannot use magic.
Yes.
It suppresses all magic from what it touches, which will prevent your transformation, but also prevent you casting, using your power.
Does he know that he definitely will turn tonight, or that it's possible he will turn tonight?
You're turning tonight.
He'll look at it. He'll even take a look outside at the moon.
Mm-hmm. That makes it worse. Yeah. Looking at them, you just... Oh,
yeah, and he feels
that
he quickly...
Makes your head swim.
And he quickly jumps back, and he just goes, oh, fuck. And he begrudgingly puts it on.
It burns. And itches. Like, it makes you feel nauseous.
And it's a very familiar sting, a familiar price that he has to pay. And he pulls the collar back up to hide it. He pats his dagger to make sure it's still there, and he prays that he can get away with just that.
No fire magic for the others tonight.
No.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a roll-to-cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/roll-to-cast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artelsorian Games. Used with permission.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.